Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hello, Joyce. The reason I'm calling is because I pulled this phone number off my bank account because you charged me $59.89, and what I was beginning to believe I was going to be receiving a kitchenette. I was just paying for the toaster because I had won a KitchenAid. And I was paying $59.89 for the postage, but I didn't receive something.
Yes, ma'am. May I start out by getting your zip code, please, so I can locate this account associated with you?
I'm sorry, after what?
May I have your zip code, please?
Oh, sure. 22172.
I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, my first name is Edna, E-D-N-A. My last name is Prudhomme, P-R-U-D-H-O-M-M-E.
I thank you for that as well. For security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
Yes, Joyce, my address is 18150 Purvis Drive, Triangle, Virginia, 22172.
All righty. Thank you for that, ma'am. I was able to locate an account associated with you, and I do see that you had entered into a sweepstakes, excuse me, and when you entered into that sweepstakes to have a chance to win that KitchenAid mixer, it does advise you in the terms and conditions that you would be enrolling into a monthly subscription to what is called the Bites Hub, which happens to be a meal planning app that shows you how to reduce carb and sugar intake and also provides you with healthier ways to plan meals. Now, I can get this reduced to $20 a month for you if you like.
No, I don't want it. I noticed that I saw that charge made it sick. I don't want it at all.
All righty. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and get you canceled out of this. Give me 1 second, please, ma'am.
Yes, can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't go back to look because I've been charged for the month of June, the prescription or whatever. I mean, I just was referring to the KitchenAid, and the way I saw it was like real quick that I wanted, I wanted to say for postage. So what about that? It wasn't no such thing as maybe, maybe not entering into a sweepstakes. It really didn't tell me all I had to do was pay for the postage. And it's on its way. It told me I already won it, ma'am.
Yes, that's what ma'am.
But well, if I'm paying the postage, it has to be something you're supposed to be mailing me.
Yes, ma'am. We are just, we happen to be just a third-party call center for the online merchants and vendors that actually post this. So we never know how they post their advertisement of sweepstakes entry. We have no idea. The only thing we can handle are the accounts. Once you've actually entered into the sweepstakes, then we're able to handle your account. And now I have successfully gone ahead and gotten you canceled out of this. And I do see when they bill you in June that was a decline payment by your financial institute.
Well, okay.
Yeah, they declined the payment of that $59.89.
Well, that was good.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So this $59.89 I got charged with
was it? Actually, when you entered into that sweepstakes, when you scroll down in the terms and conditions, it does advise you that you are being enrolled into a monthly subscription to the meal planning app. And that one you were enrolled in happened to be called Bites Hub.
That's modern meals lifestyle, is what they told me.
Yeah, those are merchants' names. They bill them under different names.
Okay, so if I enrolled in that and I was paying for postage, how do you explain me paying for postage and receiving anything?
What you pay for, what are you paying, $1, maybe $2, all the way up to maybe $5 or $6. And that you pay for postage in advance in case you are the winner of that then your shipping and handling to receive your item was already paid for. if they had sent you a notice, and they would have sent a notice of either email, they would have contacted you in your email, and they would have gave you the exact date and time your item would have been delivered to you, and your postage would already have been paid for.
See, that's what this, see, I'm being honest with you. I'm asking. I'm not trying to argue with you. And the reason I'm asking you is because it told me if I agree to pay the postage of $59.89, I mean, this is unbelievable, to say I will receive a kickback, just paying the postage, I just want it. So I said, okay, if that's all it is, I'll pay the postage like these people who are familiar with the KitchenAid, right?
Right.
So it was no such thing as a six or less than a fee for postage. It was like close to $60. It was $59.89. I agree. I charged it on that day, like May. And I actually, when I made the actual transaction, I was in the bank parking lot when I made the transaction where I bank at. So I was under the impression that, believing, honestly, that I was going to receive a KitchenAid, something like, this has been almost 8 weeks. Let me follow up and find out. I pulled this information off, but you tell me it's nothing but a subscription. Is that correct?
Right. What it did when you entered into that sweepstakes, it does tell you in the terms and conditions when you scroll down that you will be enrolled into a monthly subscription to a meal planning app, which was the Bites Hub.
Okay. So what do I get for $59.89? That particular month, I could go and purchase meals to my home. That's it.
Yes, ma'am. It was downloaded. There's a little should have been a link that was downloaded into your email at the time that you entered into the sweepstakes. You could have gone into your email. There's a link in there. You could have opened up that link, and it would have been an app where you could have downloaded onto your phone that gave you amazing recipes on how to, like I said, control your carb and sugar intake, and also ways to plan healthier meals.
Okay. Well, I had an issue with my email account, so therefore after, but okay. So this $59.89 is no way I can have it refunded to me or nothing, is that correct?
Well, they just declined when they bill you in June, and that was a declined payment, so they never got paid.
I'm talking about for May.
I beg your pardon?
I'm referring to May.
Oh, yes, I do see where they billed you in May. Now, the one in May, I can refund you that, but they will deduct that $5 entry fee, and they will refund you like $54.89 back to that account.
Oh, awesome. Well, great. I would like you to do that, please.
All right. I can go ahead and submit that refund back to you. It will take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to your account, but I have successfully submitted that refund back to you.
Okay, and can you just very much emphasize my name in the account? Because something happened therefore after.
You are completely canceled out of this, ma'am. And they cannot bill you ever again on that account, okay?
Yes, I understand. But what I'm about to ask you is that the account that transferred to a different account number. So could you acknowledge that I said that to you? Because the account number changed.
Well,
my name is the same. I'm still the bank of the Bank of America and everything.
If you've closed that card out, your bank can automatically transfer that refund to a new card.
But they will just acknowledge that, just really acknowledge my name and address, and they'll do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. And they will automatically transfer it. I cannot get into your account to acknowledge anything. I've already canceled you. So when that refund goes back to whatever the previous card will, they will receive that alert and automatically transfer it to the new account or card.
But thank you, Joyce.
You're more than welcome. And happy 4th of July to you. And thank you for calling customer service as well.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.